is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
All right, we keep it moving on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, ESPN975.com. No Joel Blank, Nick Barry, and Tyler in all the way until 4 p.m. We want to get to a very interesting boxer in the form of Adrian Broner. But before we do that, we'll hit the HRMP hotline. I believe he's referring to the NFL playoffs.
Yes.
Hey Dog is on The Usual Suspects. Welcome to the show.
I told him J Dog. It's J Dog, Barry, with a J as in Josh.
Oh. My bad.
Well, Hey Dog, J Dog.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Did you say May Dog?
Yeah. Nah, J Dog, like Jimmy.
Oh.
With a J?
Well, they put Hey Dog.
Jimmy Dog.
Oh.
I thought it was like a Ray Dog.
Day
maybe.
Dog.
No,
Dimmy?
Not Day Dog.
Yeah.
J Dog.
Yeah.
Damn it, J Dog. Ray Dog.
With a J.
Okay.
So I called last time and they put a Z, and then I told him this time specifically a J, man, and he kind of got like a little ag. I was like, my bad. I was just trying to make sure, and he put an H in it.
He put an H. He had, at least it wasn't Ho Dog. He had A Dog at least.
What's going on, man?
What's up, man? What's on your mind?
Man, I was calling because everybody knows J Dog has been a Ravens fan. I'm not a bandwagon fan. I've been a Ravens fan for a minute. And I was really calling to see, Barry, I know you travel a lot, so I was seeing what do you do on flights, you know, to keep your time occupied, because I'm actually going up there for my first game there this weekend. I've been to when they came down here and played the Texans twice, but this is my first game in Baltimore, and I'm going for Saturday.
So you've never been to a game before up there?
No, never been to a game up there. This is my first game up there.
Well, check the weather, first of all. That's the first
thing.
But I usually take movies and podcasts, man. That's my thing. Movies and podcasts when I travel. I don't read. Reading is for stupids. Yeah, do that. But I have a saying, reading is for stupids. So I don't read books. That's not my thing. But I'll do movies and podcasts. If you're a gamer, you know, maybe put some stuff on the phone. You know, get Madden on the phone or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
man. Well, have fun up there, dude.
I will keep that in mind. Hey, I appreciate it. I'll let y'all know how it was.
All right, bud. Travel safe.
There you have it. We appreciate it, Z-Dog. Call anytime.
See, you're such a jerk.
No, it's J-Dog. It's J-Dog. That's my
so
bad.
Mean.
All right, 713-780-3776 if you wish to participate. All right, let's get to this Adrian Broner story. I've never thought this guy was a good boxer.
Okay.
I never thought this guy was a good person.
Well, he's a horrible person.
And he continues to show that as he's sliding into the DMs of, what is her name?
Bad Baby.
Bad Baby.
Who is 16 years old, apparently.
For those of you who don't know, she is the...
She's older. She's got to be 18 by now.
That's what it says, 16.
Catch me outside, girl.
Boy, I will smack this...
Bahabi?
No, baby. As I made the same. I was like, is it Bad Bobby?
No,
it's Bad Baby.
I know how you're supposed to say it, but yeah, that's not how it's spelled.
That's
so
true.
She's an idiot.
It's spelled Bahad Bahabi.
Among
she was born March 26, 2003, and she is 16 years old.
Boom. She's the catch me outside girl.
That's how.
Catch me outside. How about that? From Dr. Phil. Well, Adrian Broner decided he was going to catch her outside, catch her inside, catch her on the side, catch her side piece. So he sends her a message in the DMs of Instagram, and it just says, text me, crazy girl. So what does she do? She screenshots it and puts it out there for all the world to see. Because that's what 16-year-olds do. When you're 30, you pervert.
Job well done. I actually endorse this move.
Bro. You endorse what?
Her screenshotting it and putting him out there.
Oh, I thought you were endorsing DMing a 16-year-old.
I'm sitting here calling him an idiot. Of course I don't endorse that. Hell no. I mean, the guy's a terrible person. What makes me so mad about Adrian Broner is because he got fights that he really didn't deserve. No one even believed that he could beat an old Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah.
And he lost, and he was acting like he won the fight.
Yeah.
He clearly lost. He hasn't had a fight since January 19 of 2019. And the guy's not only a bad boxer, he's proven that he's a bad person. And he's
30 years old, twice her age, which if you're 60 and she's 30, that's different.
Right.
But 30 and 16?
Yeah.
That's awful. And I don't even want to go. I feel, you know, we on this show, we always point out good Instagram follows for these Instagram hoes. I'm not pointing out a 16-year-old.
Absolutely
not. And she literally, I just went to her account, right? She's got 17 million followers, first of all.
Yeah.
God, that makes me feel
awful.
From
that one video that...
Just cash me outside. Yeah. Is she a good rapper? Do we have...
I do not think so.
Is she...
I do not think so.
Tyler, I feel like you would have her CD.
You are so dumb.
She definitely
downloaded
not...
her. Do you have her MP3 on like a in your phone playlist? You got a bad baby playlist? No. Spotify?
Nope.
You listened to the bad baby channel?
Nope. What was that?
Cut my mic.
What was that?
Jerk, I'm going to leave it on.
But there you have it. 30-year-old.
She has 17 million followers. And when you go to her Instagram account, it says baby. It's got a blue butterfly. It's got her homepage. And it clearly says 16. That's all it says in her bio. 16. It doesn't say 16 going on 20. It doesn't say I'm legal. All it says is 16. How do you screw that up?
And again, I guarantee you he will still use the excuse. Well, I didn't know she was 16.
Bro,
I guarantee
it literally
you,
says.
I guarantee you his dumb ass will use that as an excuse.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, it's documented that she's a 16-year-old. Yeah. It's documented that he's a 30-year-old. What else is he going to say?
Well, I clicked on the link to her website. And would you wear a bad baby hoodie?
No.
It just says bad, B-H-A-D, bad.
Look.
Would you rock? It's $45 for a bad baby hoodie. Would you rock that hoodie?
You know what? I give her credit for keeping
not,
it simple.
It's not terrible.
You know?
But she does have a pair of socks for sale.
How much?
And they say they're $20. And on the bottom of the soles of the feet, it says bad baby. But on the side of the socks, it says hit your bitch in my socks. What?
Yeah.
So these are supposed to be sex socks? No. Listen, don't, fellas.
God, she's making money off that store, and she's 16.
If you have sex with your socks on, you're a terrible person. First of all, don't buy socks to have sex in. Second of all, take your socks off, guys. That's a terrible
thing. Don't act like you've never been lazy and just left your socks on. Come on. I have.
I mean, that's a young man's move.
I'm absolutely guilty of that.
That's a young man's
move.
What
if you're drunk and you're just too lazy? You got everything else off.
You got time to take. Yeah, you got everything else off. You got time. You got 2 seconds to take your socks off. Commit a little bit. Leaving your socks on is like, I'm out of here right after this.
I've lied once. She's like, take your socks off. They are, baby. Let's just get going.
Why did you want to leave them on?
Because I didn't feel like taking them off.
Because you're like, I'm out of here right away. There's one less thing I got to put on. That's what
that is. I just wanted to get the job done. I just wanted to, you know, I do.
You
but
leave
I don't
your shoes on?
No, I can't
just
do that.
Just zipper down and that's it?
Mm-mm. Unless my dog is on. I use it to kick off my dog. Sometimes my dog jumps on the bed during sex.
During sex?
Yeah.
That's weird. Our cats used to watch us. That's weird.
Don't act like you've never had sex with the pet on the bed.
It's weird.
It is.
And they look at you like, what? You're doing that wrong. That's not the style. What is that? Like, we're going to spray y'all with a hose. You're not even locked up properly.
My dog would kind of get like an attitude because we might hit it and it like it just growl. Like,
be like, was that you or the dog?
Then it'll move to the other corner and then we'd hit it again. And then it'd move to another corner.
Y'all are traveling when you're having sex, huh?
I mean.
So moving.
And moving furniture.
Get your steps in.
Do you ever use that little watch that counts calories that you've burned?
Uh-huh.
Do you count while you're?
I wonder if it does that.
I thought you've experimented with that.
I mean,
would you?
There was that female sports writer. She apparently caught her boyfriend cheating because
the Fitbit
activity spiked at like 3 or 4 in the morning.
That's right.
Maybe
I remember
he was
the
masturbating.
Story.
Because I got 40,000 steps one day.
Well, apparently,
and there's no way I got 40,000 steps. We'll just leave it at that.
They lived together, and he wasn't home.
Oh. So. Well, I mean, he still could have been, you know, in a parking lot like Kevin Winslow.
No.
You don't know? You don't know where guys like to do it?
She knows her man well enough to know that his heartbeat is not racing at 3 o'clock in the morning because of that.
I'm just saying, if you're solo, take your watch off because you'll be like, oh, 50,000 steps.
That's fantastic. I can't believe Fitbits is ruining dude, marriages all across
that is
America.
Great, man.
That is hilarious.
It's like, oh, you know, because the watch I have is an Android. It'll be like, oh, you're working out. Wouldn't it be great if it was like, oh, you're banging it out?
Oh, no.
You're like, no, don't post that.
I do not want that notification.
No, I don't want that.
Dude, that's like the first thing I do when I download any app that I shouldn't be downloading.
Uh-huh.
I turn off the notification.
You do? You don't want those popping up on your phone?
Yeah, because when I was on Tinder, you don't want like...
Oh, when you're with your chick?
You got a match on Tinder and your phone's like up and everybody can see it. Like, nobody wants to see that.
No, you got
to
have a screen lock with a pin code.
The thing is, notifications still pop up.
Even though I know what your pin code is.
Because you told it to everybody. No one would have ever found out. No one would have ever known that my pin code was 123456, but you have to open your big ass
everybody
mouth.
Everybody knows what that is. I can't believe you still haven't changed it.
All right, 713-780-3776. It's the final hour of The Usual Suspects. No Joel Blank. He'll be back tomorrow. Nick, Barry, and Tyler all the way until 4 p.m. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Shit. Oh, I got it.
Metro Boomin wants some more.
Oh, my.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
This won't be a big topic of discussion, but I am surprised at the overwhelming support you've gotten for smoking out of a page from the Bible.
Yeah.
There's quite a few suspects and texters and tweeters saying they did the same thing, including Tyler. I don't know if he said he did it, but he knows people that did it.
Yeah. I don't think it's I mean, it's obviously
very surprising.
Unconventional.
Very, very unconventional is the word we're going to go with, huh?
Is it a sin?
I don't know if it's a sin, but it's...
I mean, if you're not a believer, then it's just a page from a book, right? Somebody said, because we were on the topic a while back, somebody said on the text line, or maybe it was a tweet, I don't know, they said that they didn't have any rolling papers, so they took a gum wrapper, peeled the foil part off, and smoked it out of the paper part. It was very waxy. Like, you just smoked a candle then or something. That's weird.
That is weird. I guess that.
But, yeah, good to know that I'm not as crazy as you thought.
Well, one thing I find very crazy is one of the stories that you've added to the rundown.
Okay.
The headline reads, "Woman spends $10,500 on baby powder addiction. Eats a bottle a day." Love me some baby powder.
Do what?
There's a show on TLC called My Strange Addiction.
Yes. I have a bit in my act and about it.
I'm pretty sure I've seen the one where the lady eats baby powder.
Really? I've never seen this. I don't watch My Strange Addiction, and I wouldn't find watching someone eating baby powder entertaining at all.
Oh, no, you would. Do you have? If you suffer from depression, low self-esteem, watch My Strange Dude.
Or Hoarders. That's why I watch
Hoarders. I'm telling you, you will feel like a champion after one episode.
Really?
You will be like, oh, you know what? I'm just in defeat. It's not so bad.
Yeah.
These are and this is part of the bit I do on stage, but they legitimately had a woman on this show whose strange addiction was eating couches.
Oh, my God.
This
what is wrong
would
with
eat
you?
Eat the stuffing from a couch. And my whole point was, how do you get started down that path? Like, how hungry and how lazy are you one night where you're like, I need a snack? And then you're just like, well, I'm going to eat this damn couch.
One of the ones.
And it tastes like ass, because that's all that's on the couch is ass. Let's be real.
One of the ones that I saw, this lady ate toilet paper.
Yes! I've seen that one too.
I've seen that one.
She ate toilet paper. And then there was another one where this lady, for some reason, she would not eat anything except for frozen French fries that, like, she fried at home, and she ate probably like two or three big freezer bags a day.
She wouldn't warm them? She would eat them frozen?
No, she would fry them up.
Oh.
Like, she would cook them in. There was a specific way she had to cook them. She couldn't bake them, do anything else.
Just deep fry French fries?
Pan fried them or whatever.
Yeah, that doesn't seem that weird to me.
But when you're eating three big bags of that a day,
yeah,
and she really wasn't even that fat.
I mean, yeah, it doesn't seem that weird to me. French fries, yeah. I mean, it's better than talcum powder. This lady said they asked her what happened, and she said she eats a half a bottle of talcum every day. It's cost her a total of $10,000, and she said that at some point, upon noticing a bit of dust that had come off the bottle, I had this sudden urge to eat it, and I just couldn't fight it.
It was love at first bite.
She said it hit the spot, that nice soapy taste. That is so weird.
Yeah. I mean, she's scarfing down the powder.
And when you see her, she looks like she would eat a bottle of talcum powder.
Oh, I didn't see a picture. Oh, just scroll down.
She looks like you remember the Woody Woodpecker commercial with the bird lady? The old bird lady that would bird watch?
No.
Like, she looked like a witch. That's what this lady looks like. She looks like the bird lady from Woody Woodpecker.
Yeah, if I took a look at this picture, I wouldn't have said baby powder messed her up. I would not. But that's interesting.
But the chick that ate the couch, she would take the cushions and go in the bathroom to hide because she didn't want to be embarrassed. And I was thinking, like, well, how about you just don't eat a couch and you won't have to be embarrassed? I don't understand. Like, people do weird things, but I wonder if some of these, like eating talcum powder, eating a couch, eating toilet paper, I wonder if that's just made up for the show. Or do you really believe that there are people that are addicted to stuff like this?
I'm just shocked at that because you know that's not something good for you. I mean, like, how could you be addicted to something that you consume and you know it's bad for you? Like,
yeah.
You're not supposed to. That's the biggest shocker for me. Now, obviously, if you got a problem and you can't help yourself, I can kind of see. I mean, a lot of times people do drugs. It's bad for you, but they still do it anyway.
Well, the crazy thing is at the end of the article in the New York Post, it says that Johnson & Johnson, who makes baby powder, was ordered to pay a woman $29 million because she claimed baby powder gave her cancer. And then you got this dumb lady eating it.
Yeah, I saw that and I was shocked. I didn't even click on the story to get all the details, but this happened last year now, in March. And how are you going
to get
$29 million? It also goes on to say 2 months later, a Brooklyn woman was awarded $325 million after allegedly getting cancer from asbestos lace Johnson & Johnson powder. So
just so weird. It amazes me, but then it doesn't. Like, just people do the weirdest stuff. And I would much rather deal with a hoarder, I think. Well, I don't know.
You can't move anywhere. You can't walk.
Have you ever been in a house of a hoarder?
No, I've seen the shows, though.
No, I've been in a hoarder's house before. Not a whorehouse, a hoarder's house.
That's what it's.
I know. That's why I had to be very specific. It's a creepy thing. It's like dirty.
Nowhere to move in that.
No, it's just they have just the in the hoarder house. They just have like a little pathway, and there's dead animals in there, and you just it's bad.
Dead. So the smell is just awful.
You just wonder. I mean, what would you rather deal with? Oh, somebody that was a hoarder or somebody that ate talcum powder? If it was your crazy aunt, talcum.
Just don't mess up my house. Eat your powder.
Yeah, I would rather.
I mean, if
my
I'm
crazy.
Living with the person,
yeah, but then you don't know if your crazy aunt, when she brings stuff for Thanksgiving, and she's putting talcum powder in it.
Oh, she better not.
I mean, she obviously she's like, oh, I know it called for baking soda, but I just went ahead and threw some baby powder in there instead. It's delicious.
Oh man,
Tyler, what would you choose? A hoarder or someone that ate baby powder?
Yeah, eat baby powder all you want. I don't care.
It's just so much. It's just more.
Have you ever
filthy.
Been in a hoarder's house?
Yeah, it's
filthy.
It's very disturbing.
It's disgusting. It smells
it's
like you
sad.
Said dead animals. It's sad
it, because you're like, man, you know it's a mental thing. You know they don't want to be doing it, but damn, like I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird. Here, let me give a quick shout. I feel obligated to give shout outs because I never really drive.
I want to, but go ahead,
Ivan. Joel did not stab himself, but shout out to Ivan for listening. D Mata.
Yep.
Cuz Lightyear, Brother Bear, all those guys, Pink Valkyrie.
Yep.
They've all been supporters.
Very
they've all been suspects
today.
And I just feel obligated to give shout outs cuz I'm filling in for Joel. Normally we don't do shout outs. That's kind of
that's true.
Older Hill and Dale thing.
That's true, but I do need to give one shout out myself to Sam over at Big City Wings. My guy Sam,
love those wings.
So, he did my, they did the burger for me in November. I had a burger of the month for Big City Wings. It was the peanut butter bacon Laminac. It was a burger with peanut butter and bacon on it. And he was like, well, I think we're going to take it off. Well, January, they brought it back. So if you haven't tried it yet, do yourself a favor. Do me a favor. Do Sam a favor. Support Big City Wings.
Nice.
Go try the burger. He brought it back again. I'm pumped about this. Tyler, would you try it? Have you ever had a peanut butter bacon burger before?
I have not.
Would you try it?
I probably would.
Absolutely.
I think
somebody
you would like it.
Split it, maybe.
It's legit. It's like, now, he has onion on it and stuff. I prefer just plain, just peanut butter and bacon and the burger. But, you know, if you want to put a little fixings on it, that's fine. But just shout out to Sam for bringing it back for me. I appreciate that. I appreciate the love from him and Big City Wings.
Definitely try it out.
Go get it.
I mean, I love anything peanut butter, and I know what you're going to say.
Nope, that's Joel.
You and Joel.
I'm an adult. I don't do that stuff.
Even the peanut butter and jelly deep fried sandwich that I had for the first time at College Station.
I have not heard of this.
Yeah, they have it at College Station. That's when I've said it on the show before. I've talked about how I had it for the first time. When I went to my very first A&M game and they were playing Alabama, they had deep fried peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And it was good.
Really?
It was actually good. It really was.
I have not had that.
But I like peanut butter.
I do like going to the rodeo every year or the fair just to eat everything that's fried. And seeing all the fried stuff. Just
the cook-off?
Little samples. Yeah, just a little sample. Get a little, you know, fried Snickers, fried Reese's Pieces, or whatever they have. You know, the fried Twinkies and all that. I enjoy that. I'll try a fried peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I feel like they're introducing more, like, new stuff like that, especially on college campuses, because they always want to try new and weird stuff. So,
yeah.
Like, when you go to, like, a big
Plus
program.
Plus, they're stoners. Yeah, so, it's true. Like, you know, you're like, yeah, what do we do to make stoners happy? Fry a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. They'll be like, bro, you're like an amazing chef, man. That's what that is.
All
guarantee.
Right.
Is that Austin Powers?
Nice.
All right, two more segments to go on The Usual Suspects before the Blitz takes over. All the way until 4 p.m., Nick, Barry, and Tyler. Do not go anywhere. Make a withdrawal, have 100,000 in your eyesight. Enter your crib, see the clouds peeking through your skylight. Be a copycat, pattern your life after my life. Cause mine right, that's what he told me, but I didn't listen. Doing crime for a dime wasn't my intention. You insane, think his name's something I will mention. Only snitch. Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. Whoever appeals to the law against his fellow man is either a fool or a coward. Whoever cannot take care of himself without that law is both. For a wounded man shall say to his assailant, if I live, I will kill you. If I die, you are forgiven. Such is the rule of honor. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
It's a Way Back Wednesday on The Usual Suspects. The theme is songs about snitches.
Yeah.
So that is why you hear the music that you hear right now and what you heard in the first 2 hours. Songs about snitches.
You were hour number one. I was hour number two. Tyler is hour number three. Are your songs about snitching, Tyler?
Did you just not hear that? The intro to that song?
No.
It was the rule or the, yeah, the law of Omerta, the rule of Omerta.
Oh, nice. Look at you. That's good.
So there you have it.
Proud
way,
of you.
Way Back Wednesday
yeah,
theme.
I didn't just Google my songs.
I did. I totally did. I mailed it in.
I
Bonnie
Raitt?
Really? Bonnie
Raitt?
I had Bonnie Raitt on my list.
No, I know. I saw that.
Are you kidding
but
me?
At least all yours didn't have the word snitch.
Like
Nick's? Yeah.
Nick's is the lazy list.
Because I know exactly what he got his list from another list.
Yeah, that's all it
I'm
was.
I'm pretty sure I
100%. I mean, what did you think? What did you think I was going to do? I was not going to sit. Look, honestly, when we did the show, I thought you were not producing. I thought I was doing both. So I was like, man, I don't got time for this.
Yeah. He was like, I don't want to do a list. Let's just not do Way Back Wednesday. I was
no,
like,
I had, when I sent you that text, I actually had the list. I just said I didn't want to do. Yeah. I didn't want to do both.
Yeah, no. And I knew Tyler. And what's funny, Tyler, is you don't know this, but on Twitter, you were getting love. What was it? Amos? Was
yeah, like, for my
no,
list.
I saw that.
Okay.
For my list.
Yeah. He was like, tell Tyler he's killing it already in hour number one.
Get it together,
Take
bro.
Take a note, Nick. And it was Nick's list.
Take notes, Nick. Okay. Appreciate that, sir.
That's so great. By the way, somebody texted and said, is the peanut butter bacon burger available at all locations for Big City Wings? Yes.
Check it out.
Go get it.
You
Please.
Should do it. Don't
Show
be
some
dumb.
Love. Show some support.
So what are you going to do after the show? There's only two segments left. I know what I'm going to do.
What are you
going
to go do?
I'm going to be a champion
and
get free food because that's what fantasy football champions
do. Oh, Jesus. Can you cut his mic off now?
It is kind of pathetic for me to brag about me being a champion. It's been like weeks now that I've won the fantasy football league.
I would still be bragging about it.
But I got a $100 gift card that I'm looking to spin. It's a choice of three spots.
Okay, okay. Do I get to pick for you?
Probably not.
Oh.
El Tiempo, Lorenzo's, and a Tony. It's a Gulf Coast Kitchen that I'm probably not going to. Let's just pick between El Tiempo or Lorenzo's because I'm not going to go to the third one. I already know it's too far.
How do you know it's too far? Just because it's a Gulf Coast Kitchen, that just means it's seafood.
It's
that's
like
all
right
that
here
means.
On 59 and
It is close.
Yeah,
for sure.
I'm pretty sure
Tony's Gulf Coast Kitchen is that what it's called?
No, it's Tony.
Yeah, Tony Mandola's.
Mandola's. Yeah,
it's on Wa.
So it's in the Heights as well.
Yeah, it's not in the. Would you think it was in Galveston?
I thought it was like off of 45 or something. Anything that says Gulf or Coast, I'm like, you know what? I'm not driving. Anything north of I-10, I get scared of. Like, I call it cut and shoot. So I don't
of course.
I don't like driving.
Anything south
I don't
of
like
I-10,
driving.
You get scared of. Anything out of the loop,
yeah.
You think is either Galveston or Dallas.
It just goes to show how much Houstonians hate to drive. And really,
that's true.
It shouldn't be that bad, but.
Whew, I don't know. That's a tough decision because all three of those are really good. Tony Mandola's. El Tiempo and Lorenzo's?
And the only one that I've been to is El Tiempo. I've gotten good feedback on all three of them.
So if I were you, I would eliminate El Tiempo just because you've been there.
Right.
And you know it's
that's
good
why
food.
My temptation is Lorenzo's. But now that I know that Tony's is not like in Galveston or League City.
Tyler, you're a food aficionado. Have you eaten at these places?
I've eaten at El Tiempo. That's about it.
Oh, really? Yeah, and Lorenzo's or Tony Mandola's?
I mean, Lorenzo's pretty much.
I've heard so many good things about that spot.
The El Tiempo family, so.
Right.
Yeah. Go a little different, dude. Do Tony Mandola's.
Okay.
I think you should do Tony Mandola's. I'm looking right here. TripAdvisor, 4.5-star rating. Reviews from the web. Open Table, it's 4.6 out of 5 stars. Groupon, 4.7 out of 5. Facebook. I don't think you can go wrong with any of these.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Spice up a little bit. Do something different. A little seafood action. Cajun food from Tony Mandola's.
I might do that. I might. Now that I know it's only a 20-minute drive as opposed to like a hour drive.
They have DoorDash.
I'm not DoorDashing that.
Why?
Can you DoorDash from there all the way to your... No, that's a far drive. That's a far... I don't think DoorDash does that, though.
I'm looking at the menu, bro. This looks good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you
looking forward to it.
Good for you for winning.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You must have been playing with a bunch of idiots.
See, those are suspects that you're calling idiots.
I'm just saying, like, if you
won... I was just
happy
I won, suspects. I didn't call you idiots. I was just happy I won.
If
I wanted
won
everybody
league,
to win.
They must have been dumb. That's all I'm going to say.
There was another guy.
I've seen you play fantasy sports.
Well, you see me play fantasy baseball, and I just didn't play. I just didn't participate.
Okay, fair
Speaking
enough.
Speaking of fantasy sports, did you see the this guy who went viral for his fantasy punishment?
No. Oh, the tattoo on the belly?
No.
Oh no, what?
So he lost his fantasy league, and he had to, as his punishment, spend 24 hours in a Waffle House. And for every waffle that he eats, it takes off an hour of his time.
Oh, no.
I retweeted the thread. And
give him on your Twitter.
It's at producer T. Scott. And this guy is at Cy Wittig, so C-Y-W-I-T-T-I-G. And the thread on there, like, apparently he ate 6 in the first hour and a half.
Uh-huh.
And he was not feeling good. Because these waffles have like 400 calories.
Yeah, I've seen the waffles at Waffle House.
Huge.
They're massive.
And he ended up getting 12 down, and he ate the 12th one right. He went in at 9 a.m. He ate the 12th one right at 9 p.m., and he was able to leave.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I think I could. I feel like this would be one of those things where you have to pace yourself.
Yeah,
like you don't go in and eat six waffles.
You eat one an hour for.
Yeah, you cut your time
or maybe
in half.
Two an hour.
I would eat two an hour.
No, I would go one an hour because at least I know I'm only going to be 12 instead of 24 hours. One an hour, you know, maybe get you a poop in every now and then.
That's what I'm like, how do you.
I would be concerned about doing that at Waffle House.
That's true.
What, pooping or eating waffles?
Well, both.
Tiger Woods didn't care.
No, he definitely didn't. I don't think that would be that big of a punishment, though. I've been to a Waffle House thing.
I feel like
bad.
It's difficult, but it's not that difficult. I feel like you can. I mean, the fact that he's able to get an hour off with each waffle.
Yeah,
12 hours obviously sucks at a Waffle House.
So he couldn't sleep. He just couldn't lay in the booth and sleep.
I mean, you just couldn't leave. 9 a.m. Like, there's people coming in.
And have you seen those booths?
They're not closing it down for just you.
They're pretty much the same design at every Waffle House. Those benches are...
Yeah.
It's usually just two skinny people that you
can... I think part of the punishment, you got to make them sit right up on the stool.
At the bar.
That's even worse, though.
Yeah, that would be worse, for sure. I think I could do that, though. That doesn't seem like that grueling. I think I could do it.
I think I could, too. I think the fact that you can take... And now, full 24 hours, regardless of what I eat...
I don't know if I could eat 12 waffles in 12 hours, but I certainly would try.
They are big. I mean, I've had a waffle from there before. I mean, unless they've changed them. I haven't been in years. But
my fat ass would be getting them, like, smothered and covered, all that other
See, don't do that.
Stuff.
No, I would just be straight up waffle, butter, syrup.
He didn't even put syrup on him.
Really?
Yeah, like, he dipped a little bit, but you can't cover an entire waffle in syrup and expect to eat 12 of those like that.
It's definitely going to make it harder. It's more to consume.
It'd be easier than eating it dry.
I mean, yeah, put a little bit. Dip it in coffee or something.
Wait, he can't drink fluid or something? He can't, like...
Okay, Kobayashi. Like, what are you talking about? Dip it in coffee?
I'm just thinking of the
logistics.
That's
worse. I could maybe see, like, dipping it in syrup. Maybe don't smother it.
Yeah, don't smother
it. Get you a
it
cup, right, and dip it or something like that every other bite. Yeah,
maybe
that...
some gravy. You know, I don't know.
Gravy on a waffle?
They're not inherently sweet.
Waffle? Well...
You got to pour a bunch of syrup on them
to make them sweet.
Extra sweet.
I don't know. Gravy would seem weird on a waffle, but maybe not. I don't know.
Probably good.
Yeah.
You never know.
Don't knock it, right?
All right. Well, one thing that I wanted to get into before we go into this break, we got a few minutes left in this segment, and you brought this to my attention, Barry, but I've always envied professional athletes because of what they can do. They play ball and they make a ton of money. Another type of profession that I envy is professional gamers. Why? Because I feel like they can sit on their fat ass and do whatever they want and make money. Jay Ajayi can do both. Not only is he, he's a free agent, but the Philadelphia Union signed Jay Ajayi to represent them on their console. So now he finds himself making money as a professional gamer.
It's crazy.
How impressive is that?
A Super Bowl champ.
A Super Bowl champion.
Is now an e-gamer making money playing FIFA. Is it FIFA? I think that's what he's playing. It's not Madden, right? It's FIFA.
Yes, it is for
he's
the
gonna
MLS League Series.
Yeah, he's going to represent the Union during the 2020 e-MLS Cup campaign.
So he's obviously a soccer player.
It's crazy.
On gaming, that is. But that's insane to me, because that's not easy, dude. Like, all these gamers that are making money, it's not easy. Either you're really good at the game, or you're not so good, and you have a personality, and people follow you. It's one of the two.
You're talking about from, like, the Twitch perspective?
From any gaming, Twitch, YouTube channel perspective, Mixer is another platform that they use for streaming, for gaming streamers. But I mean, that's insane to me. The fact that he can do, I mean, he's a talented dude, obviously, if he can do both.
I wonder what he's making doing that.
It didn't reveal that from what I saw. I don't know if he's going to make... Some of these gamers are making a very good living. Like, they're supporting their families and everything. I just don't know if they're getting an NFL paycheck, but it'll be interesting.
But he obviously doesn't care. Now, it's crazy because my first instinct would be to be like, oh, you know, you got this guy that's a football player and now he's a gaming dork. But you think about how many athletes play video games. To those guys, I would be willing to bet you, just because a lot of athletes, part of what makes them great is being competitive, they probably don't look at... I mean, yeah, physically, it's completely different. But if you can excel and be competitive and be that good at even video gaming, a lot of those guys are probably like, I would like to do that. I wouldn't surprise me if more guys do that.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's... Dude, some of the reasons why some of these gamers are famous, too, is unbelievable. Like, the guy that comes up to my... attention is a guy by the name of Leroy Jenkins. You may not know
him. I remember Leroy Jenkins. That was an old meme, right?
Yeah, he was
Leroy Jenkins.
How funny is that?
Google
guy?
That. Oh my god.
They were playing Warcraft, which is, I guess, is a very like team oriented game, and they were waiting before they went into some room or whatever
they're
to
trying
attack.
To plan, right?
They're trying to plan.
All right, now here's what we're gonna do. All right, I'm gonna circle in, and now look, we're gonna have three in the front, three in the back. Now, when we rush in, he's like, let's go, Leroy! And he just goes running in. They're all like, bro, what are you doing?
That is so old.
Best. Oh, it's
but
the
I've
best.
Watched that like five times. It's so
it's
funny.
The best.
And he literally became famous because of it.
That's so funny.
God, why can't I do that?
I know. You should need just to do your own Leroy Jenkins.
No one's gonna. My name doesn't work.
No,
Nick Sharara. It won't work. It
you
won't
just
work.
Be like Sharara.
No. That wouldn't work either. That wouldn't go viral at all.
I don't know. You might.
All right, one segment to go on The Usual Suspects. Joel will be back tomorrow, I promise. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's Tyler for one more segment, all the way up until 4 p.m. before the Blitz takes over, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sharara.
All right, we're back for the final segment of The Usual Suspects before the Blitz takes over at 4 p.m. And Brother Bear, now... When we saw you, and we were happy to see you at the listener appreciation party.
Of course.
And thank you for coming.
Yes. Great to see you.
You already knew that you were muted by Barry Laminack. You had already known.
I had to mute Brother Bear because he'd ask 15,000 questions every day. Hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about it? And I was like, bro, this is just too many questions. So I muted him. And I told him I muted him. And I didn't shy away. I was like, bro, I just had to mute you. You asked too many questions. Didn't block him. He could still see what I tweet about or whatever.
And then we see him at the listener appreciation party. And let's be honest, Brother Bear has a gentle approach with people.
He's a great dude.
He's a very nice dude. And the way he approached you about getting him to be unmuted off Twitter was, look, I'm going to limit myself to just one question a day. One question per show.
That's it. Just one question a day, Barry. Unmute me. I'll only ask you one question a day.
So Barry, in a very rare case, being a nice guy... unmuted him.
Yeah.
You are in question number 72, Brother Bear.
It's right back at it. I helped you out.
I got you unmuted. And now you're going to keep asking the questions and you're going to get Laminack all upset again.
Yeah. Like, I can't keep up. Like, I feel like I'm on trial every time Brother Bear tweets at me.
But I love Brother Bear. I didn't unmute you. It's this a-hole to my right.
Because you didn't mute him to begin with? Is that why you didn't unmute him? You might consider it because he's asking. He's already got several in the queue, and there's more to come. And I told him, I was like, bro.
He's saying he's only asked one question.
No.
Have we lied?
No. Question number one wasn't it a zombie guy in Florida on bath salts or Kush that ate a homeless guy's face? That's a question.
That sounds like a question, sir.
That was an hour ago, 5 minutes ago. Have you guys ever tried deep fried bacon? That's a question. That's two questions in an hour. That's too much, Brother Bear. Just chill.
Okay, so maybe it was two and he forgot about the first.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. He's a good dude, though.
This is the last sports story of the day. I don't think I spend a very short amount of time, but I think it's important to mention Anthony Davis. He suffered an injury in the Lakers game. MRI is negative. It seems like he's okay, but this is not going to be the same Lakers team without Anthony Davis. Now, he's traveling with the team, and he may be playing in Dallas on Friday. But you can't replace 27 points and 10 rebounds and 3 assists that easily. Not Anthony Davis. That's not that. They're just not going to be the same team without Anthony Davis. So hopefully he heals up. His butt heals up.
Right.
And he gets back on the court.
Well, what's funny is, remember yesterday we talked about the fact that Kyle Kuzma was rumored to be on the trading blocks. And part of the reason is because there's a logjam. Like, he doesn't have the minutes. AD is getting all the minutes. And now all of a sudden, if you're the Lakers, you look up and go, oh, well, good thing we got a little depth. You know, LeBron came out and said next man up, and that next man up is going to be Kyle Kuzma, so now he'll probably slide into that starting role. This could benefit the Lakers in a couple of ways. One, they have the depth right now to fade the injury with Davis, but it could help them to showcase what Kyle Kuzma could do as a starting power forward in this league, and give some of these other teams the opportunity to go, okay, yeah, we'll do a trade with
him. Yeah, we'll take a look at him. Yeah, we'll consider him.
Absolutely.
And that should be a good opportunity for Kuzma. And when Joel initially mentioned it, I was like, man, what do they want from Sacramento? Why would you want to trade Kuzma? And then I saw how he dyed his hair blonde.
And?
nobody's playing on my team with that whack ass hairdo. You should be traded, Kuzma. Did you see it?
No.
That's
Does he look like OBJ?
Oh, it looks terrible. Go look at his hair. It's absolutely awful, and you should be traded. Why? Oh my God, he looks terrible. It's like a dirty blonde that he dyed.
Oh no, I don't see any pictures. I'll have to find it.
Oh well, right there.
I see him
right there.
I see pictures of him in like a headband with some goggles on. I didn't realize he was wearing goggles.
Let me get you a good picture first. You'll see what I'm talking about.
That's fascinating. But yeah, this is. Oh no, yeah.
Isn't that a terrible look?
Yeah, that's not good. He looks like
he should be traded.
Yeah, he looks like Eminem.
He's got
that Eminem bleached thing. That doesn't look good.
I just wanted to mention the whole Anthony Davis situation. I think he's going to be okay. It turned out to be negative. He'll traveled with the team and he'll be back. If he's okay to play, he'll play in Dallas this Friday. But that's a big player. That's a huge,
deal
in the NBA because it changes the landscape if he can't play.
Well, and you know, obviously Kuzma's going to get more reps. You wonder, I saw this too, speaking of the Lakers, but you wonder how this affects Dwight Howard. Does he get more minutes? Does he get a chance to bolster what you guys said about how great he is still? I'm never going to let you two live that down.
I say
you guys tried to tell me that Dwight Howard was back.
He's back at the...
Look at his stats.
He's about to play in the dunk contest for the first time in 10 years.
You
he's
know
a
who
beast.
Plays in the dunk contest? Guys that suck. I can't believe you guys tried to. It made me feel bad about it. Bad about my take that Dwight Howard was washed up. What? Oh, you got yes.
I remember saying. I don't remember how
it was Joel more than you, but you backed him up.
Yeah,
you're like, yeah, he's good.
I feel like his. What I did, I do remember saying because I can't sit there and act like I didn't go against you because I really don't remember. But I do remember saying that Dwight Howard's presence impacts the game regardless. Regardless of what he does offensively, when he's in the paint. And you have to make a decision as to whether or not you have to penetrate to the basket and score. It's going to change your approach, whether you like it or not. Just because he's so big, and he's still relatively mobile in the paint. He's definitely a shell of himself. He's nothing like he was when he was in Orlando. I would totally agree with that sentiment for sure.
Yeah, and that was kind of the point I was making. Is he's not what he was when you talk about depth, but he does still give you a defensive presence.
Sure,
and I concede that point. But yeah. I saw him back in the dunk contest, and it's like, boy, he is really struggling to stay relevant.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what he does. I'm surprised he made it to the Lakers after the last thing, because you knew he wasn't going to get paid after that last year. That was his last year that he really, really got, like, from that big contract.
Right, right.
You didn't think he was going to get paid again. Like, I mean, I don't know. Maybe someone is.
Does Dwight Howard being in the dunk contest make you want to watch the dunk contest?
No, it did make me go back to see what he looked like in his first contest. Yeah. And that was actually cool.
Superman outfit or whatever?
The Superman outfit. The fact that he bounced the ball off the back of the backboard and then dunked it. That was kind of cool.
Here's why I would watch it. Bring back Dwight. Bring back Vince Carter. Put in one or two other names that I've watched from the past just to see if these old men can still jump. And I might watch it. Because I want to see somebody get hung on the rim and fall.
Well, so you just want someone to get hurt.
Yeah, I just want some old man to break his hip out there.
So you want 42-year-old Vince Carter
get
to get
hung on the rim and bust a hip. That would make an interesting dunk contest.
He's 42 years old. Why don't you do it?
Because I'm 45 and I'm 5'10". I can't even get the net anymore. Are you kidding me? I was like, yeah, I can jump. I can grab the net. Can't grab the net anymore.
I can grab the net. But you know you're getting old when you jump and you're worried that when you fall back down that you might hurt your ankle or your leg. You're like, oh, I made it.
Jar your back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you do that with coffee.
That's true. That's very true.
All right. Just a minute left in this show. The Blitz will be up. At 4:00, Joel Blank is out today, but he will definitely be back tomorrow.
That's so right.
For those of you who are clamming for Joel Blank, we promise he will be back over our airwaves tomorrow with Barry Laminack himself and Nick behind the glass, as always.
Thank you for filling in, Tyler.
Thank
well
you,
done
Tyler.
On your list. Thank you for participating and taking care of our Way Back Wednesday stuff. Much appreciated.
All right, for Barry, for Tyler, and myself, it is the usual suspects. Coming up next, it's the Blitz. On ESPN 97.5.
Keeping my connection strictly physical. Everyone that's married is miserable. I know that is not a lifestyle I can give into. The rise to the top of this mountain has been biblical.